The Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Mem Dal Raman Aleph, teaches us Metalten Ner Chodesh Avla Yoshin. One, according to the Tanakhama, may carry on Shabbos a new candelabra, but not an old one, because the Tanakhama is of the opinion that we hold Muksamach Mismias, and an old candle is Muksamach Mismias. Rav Shimon Aymer Kol Neres Metalten, we could carry all candelabras. Rav Shimon's opinion is that we are not concerned for Muksamach Mismias Chutz Miner Hadoil B'Shabbos, except for candle that's lit. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Arachayin Simen Reish Ayin Tes Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskins Ner Shadlika by Bais Shabbos, a candle that has been lit for the Shabbos, Avi Shakova, even though the candle is extinguished, Osla Tatlai, one may not move that candle, and continues the Shulchan Aruch Moisa Shemin Shebener Shadlika by B'Shabbos, any leftover oil in a candle, osul tatloi, one may not move it, will stop gemena by Shabbos, or to use that oil even after the candle went out on Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch takes a very strong position that any candle that was lit for Shabbos, the candelabra, and the oil are all muksa. And the Mishnah Brura here in Sif Katan Aleph says, Apisha Kaba Vahafilu Loinisha Bashem and Klal, even though there's no oil left in the candelabra, so you have a candelabra that had a candle in it, and now that candle is completely extinguished, nothing left with it, just you have your candelabra left. Kivin de Bein Hashmoshes Hayos B'Tiltel L'fisha Nasa HaNer V'Hashem V'Psila, this entire candelabra and all the other parts on it are all muksa because they are bosses L'Shalheves, and the Shalheves is muksa Shudova Os B'Tiltel. The Shalheves, the Mishnah Brura teaches us, is muksa. Umigad is Katsoy L'Bein Hashmoshes, and since it became muksa for Bein Hashmoshes, is Katsui L'Kula Yoyma, it remains muksa for the entire Shabbos. B'zeh Nikra B'Gemara Muksa Machmas Isser, this falls into the category, says the Mishnah Brura, of Muksa Machmas Isser, the Kaimli Surah, where Chazal said that that is considered muksa. But the question is a very obvious question. Yes, Bein Hashmoshes, this candle was muksa. And we'll discuss soon what was the muksa was. But we know that the candle is going to go out. And therefore, why should it remain muksa? Is it not the opinion of Reb Shimon that if something we know will become accessible on Shabbos, Reb Shimon's opinion is that it doesn't become muksa? We've seen that opinion of Reb Shimon a number of times in our Gemara, where Reb Shimon's opinion is that something that will become accessible on Shabbos, even though right now it isn't, isn't muksa. So here too, yes, even if we'll say that while it's burning, it's muksa, it should remain muksa. It should not be considered muksa for the entire Shabbos, given that I know that it's going to go, that it's going to go out, and then it should no longer be muksa. So the Mefarshim give many different explanations why the Shalheves is muksa. It's very clear that the item that's muksa is the Shalheves. And the Tosfos Rid says that the reason the Shalheves is muksa is because we need to be concerned that if we carry the Shalheves, if we carry this fire with the light on, it will go out. And therefore, since there's a concern that the candle will go out, that puts it into a special category, muksa, which is what the Mishnah Brura alludes to. It's in the category muksa machmas iser. And therefore, since it's muksa machmas iser, that is a muksa that even Rav Shimon will agree becomes muksa for the entire Shabbos. So even though, as we said a moment ago, yes, indeed, this candle will go out during the course of Shabbos, but since right now we're not allowed to move the candle because of the concern of kibui, that puts it into the category of muksa machmas iser, and something that's considered muksa machmas iser remains muksa permanently. There are other opinions cited by the Mefarshim, why the Shalhevis is muksa. The Chazon Ish in Simen Mem Aleph says that since the candles are meant to be left on the table, so it's the way I understand what the Chazon Ish means to say, so it falls into the category of some sort of a muksa machmas chasaron kis. Because as we will see, as we learn further shiurim, something that's meant, that's miyachad le'makim, that's meant to remain in one place, is designated to remain in that place. It's muksa machmas chasaron kis, and it can't be moved anywhere else. There are others that say that the shalhevis is muksa. This is what Rav Shlomo Zalman says in the Micha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Dalet, and Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher in the Sefer Evan Yisrael, because a candle, a shalhevis, really doesn't have any substance, just a flame itself. And since it doesn't have any flame, any substance, it doesn't really have, it's not something, so it's not able to be considered not muksa. In other words, when we speak on Shabbos about moving items, the items have to mean something. This is not really anything substantive, and since it's not anything substantive, it automatically becomes muksa. Others say that it's muksa because it's like a noilid. Every moment, a new flame comes as the fuel gives more fire or helps create fire, and everybody agrees, even Rav Shimon agrees, to the concept of noilid. So again, to review, why is the shalhevis muksa? The reason the shalhevis is muksa, say the poskim, is because either there's a concern of kibui, which means that moving the, and there's two ways of understanding the concern of kibui. One understanding of the, one concept of kibui is, I'm not allowed to move this candle when the light is burning, because as long as the light is burning, I have to be concerned that if I move it, I may cause it to get extinguished. Or another way of understanding the iser kibui is because I can't separate the flame from the candelabra. The actual separation of the flame from the candelabra is a maisa kibui, is an act of extinguishing a fire, which is of course asur and Shabbos. And therefore the shalhevis and the flame are all muksa, and they extend to the candelabra, which is a bosis to that muksa. That's one approach. And the other approach is that a flame, either it's considered something that doesn't really have any substance, and something that doesn't really have any substance is not a keli, and therefore automatically becomes muksa. Because, as the Achronim explain, the only thing that is mutter to be carried on Shabbos is something that's considered a keli. You can't call a shalhevis a keli, and therefore, because you can't call a shalhevis a keli, it automatically becomes muksa. As the Achronim point out, the nafkamina between these two approaches and how to understand of shalhevis being muksa or not would be if you're allowed to carry, if you would have an electric lamp that's on the entire Bein HaShemashos. If we say that the concern when we discuss a Shalheves is because the Shalheves is considered something that isn't the less by midi, it isn't considered a keli, so it makes no difference if it's an electric Shalheves or it's a Shalheves of fire. A Shalheves is, by definition, muksa. However, if we say the concern revolves around the Isser Kibui, that moving the candelabra is considered, we have to be concerned you may extinguish the fire, that obviously doesn't happen if you're moving an electric lamp or a flashlight for certain. However, all the Paiskim don't make this nafkamina, and the Paiskim, there's Chuvas in the Chalkas Yaakov and Ramosha, even Ramosha, who follows this Svara, says that he wouldn't differentiate, and all of them are considered muksa. Muksa machmas isser, a muksa that even Rav Shimon would agree to remains usser. And the Pais can go on to say that even though the Shulchan Aruch here in Reish Ayin Tes, Sif Dalet, does say, Im Hisna Me'er Shabbos Al Ner Zeh Shiyatatalenu M'shiyichbe, that somebody made a specific Tanai that he'll move this candle after it gets extinguished, Mut, and says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutal Tantala Afa Shekova, then that Tanai would be effective. The Rama says, V'yesh Arim D'loy Mahani Tanai, V'heim Noyagim Medinas Eilu, that we wouldn't rely on a Tanai, and say the Paiskim, certainly in our world, where a candelabra is not used for any other purpose than to give light, and people don't typically move candelabras, and typically people don't use candelabras to give light. The Shabbos candelabras used for the Shabbos candles. There, everybody would agree that one may not move the candles, the candelabra on Shabbos. Even were you to make it tonight, you cannot move them on Shabbos under any circumstances if they were lit before Shabbos. And the Paiskim, so now the Paiskim all teach us, and the Mishnah Brura quotes this in Simen Reish Ayin Zayin Sif, in Mishnah Brura Simen Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Katan Yotches, the Mishnah Brura tells us that one, because the candelabra is muksa, therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, not only is your candelabra muksa, but also your tray on which you put the candelabra or your table under that are all muksa. And therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, Vim Tzorach Lamakim, Sha'amid Hashulchan, Lahoshisham Ezadavar. If you need that place, what you should do is you should put on the table also Vim Haya Munach al Shulchan Ben Hashmashis, Gam Kikros Vishad Varm Shatzorach Lashabbos. If you have on your table the chalice or other food, other items that are needed for Shabbos, then, says the Mishnah Brura, Pshita deim chshuvim deim yoysim and aner, they become more significant than the candle, deim and shalheves hadner hadolekes, v'nasa bosses l'gabayu. So what the Mishnah Brura says is, let's say you want to move your table on Shabbos, and on Friday evening you had on your table your candelabra with the burning candle, and as we just discussed, the candelabra with your burning candle is all a bosses l'davar aser, and therefore your table as well becomes a bosses l'davar aser. What you should do to avoid this problem, says the Mishnah Brura, quoting the Magen Avraham, is put on your table chalas for Bein HaShemashos, and by putting on the the table, both the chalas and the candles, the table is a bosses l'isser v'heter, and since it's a bosses l'isser v'heter, you'll be able to move your table. I do have to make a very important point. And this is where the minig of Klal Yisrael, which is going to be the main topic of our shiur today, is to put chalas or other items on the table to avoid your table from becoming a bosses l'esser v'heter. But I do have to emphasize that even if you weren't successful in making your table into a bosses l'esser v'heter, you didn't have anything on your table besides your candelabra during Bein HaShemashos, the issue that we're discussing here is only regarding moving the table. But let's say you want to eat at that table without moving the table, which is actually the meaning. Most people don't move their table. Ramesh is very clear in the Tshuvas, as are all the other Paiskim, that there's no Isser to eat on the table which has a candelabra on it, because you're not going to you typically aren't going to be moving a table when you're eating on it. And therefore, to eat on the table with the candelabra is on, even if it's a bosses l'davar eser, there is no shaila, would be mutter. The question here is if you want to move the table. And as the Mishnah Brewer is telling us, and that's the halacha, the table is considered a bosses l'iser unless you also are careful to put on it chalas or different something else, other items that you need for Shabbos, as we will be discussing. The Paiskim discuss what would be the halacha if one forgot and did not put on the table anything that would make the table into bosses l'iser v'heter. Would you, and you now need to move your table, would you be allowed to move the table? And again, here, and the Mishnah Brewer actually alludes to this in Siman Reish Ayin Tes in the Bi'ah Halacha, the Mishnah Brewer quotes the opinion of the Sefer HaTrumas, that it is the opinion of the Sefer HaTrumas that where you had in mind that where you knew that something will not remain a bosses l'davar osur for the entire Shabbos, such a situation isn't considered a bosses. In other words, the muksa, a bosses l'davar osur, he explains, is why does a bosses l'davar osur become muksa? Because since the thing that's below the davar osur is there to support the davar osur, it's considered an extension of the davar muksa. And just like the davar muksa is muksa, so too will that item be muksa. And that's why we could understand that if it's a bosses l'isser v'heter that you have on your table, not only something osur, that you also have something mutter. So therefore, what that accomplishes is that the item is not only a bosses l'davar osur, and therefore it's not an extension of a davar osur, and that's why the halacha would be that it wouldn't be a bosses. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, that in a case where you know that it will not remain a bosses for the entire Shabbos, our Gemara is the best example. Our case is the best example because we know that the candle will go out during Shabbos. Says the Bala Trumas that is a case that it's not considered a bosses. He gives another example where maybe we could understand it. Let's say somebody had a Dove of Muksa on the table and he had prearranged that an Akum should remove that Dover Osir from the table. So it's, again, here too, we know that it's not considered a Bosses L'Dover Osir. So here too, when we know that the candle is going to go out, which is similar to knowing that the Akum would take it off the table, So could we say that if you forgot to put something on the table, it would not be able, it would not be considered a bosel sodavar osur after the candle goes out and would be allowed to move it? Here, the poskim say we cannot rely on the sefer Baal Trumas, because since one put the candle labra with the candles on the table, and he made the and the candles, as we learned earlier, are a muksamachmas iser, since they're considered a bosses ladavar aser, where he intends to keep it there for the entire time that they're lit. Not only does he intend to keep them there for the entire time they're lit, they must remain there for the entire time that lit, as we said earlier, because moving them means comes with the question of kibui. Therefore, this muksa, it could be even the Baal Trumas would agree that we can't, remains a bustle sladavar osur for the entire Shabbos, even though we knew it won't remain lit for the entire Shabbos. And as the Chazon Ish says, that since the candelabra belongs on the table, and he wants those, that candelabra to be there, bein hashmoshes, and the entire time that they're lit, and as we're learning, not only does he want them to be there, he may not, it's very possible, he may not be allowed to move them. Everybody will agree, even the Baal Trumas, that this becomes bosses for the entire Shabbos. And actually, the Aruch HaShulchan, here in Simen Reish Ayin Tes, says, in Sif Beis, says that here the Baal Trumas would agree that it's muksa. He says, only in a case where you could possibly remove the muksa at any time that you want, that's where the Baal Trumas says that it doesn't become a bosses. But in a situation where you can't remove the muksa at any time that you want, because here the candles are burning, the Baal Trumas will agree that it's muksa. So we have here a very interesting halacha, that the halacha is that if you have a table with a candelabra on it, and you do not put chalas on that table, the halacha is that that table is considered muksa. But when we speak about this halacha, that a table with chalas and candles, the table is considered a bosses l'eser or heter, there are a number of issues that we need to understand. One is, we know, as we quoted this earlier in our shir, that the rule is migad iskatsoy lebein hashmoshes iskatsoy lekule yoyma. So the question that the Paiskim discuss is, do we have to have the challah on the table for the entire duration of the bein hashmoshes, or if I didn't have the challah on the table for the entire duration of bein hashmoshes, it's good enough? So the Paiskim say that of course l'chatchila you should have the chalas on the table for the entire bein hashmoshes, and then the halach will be, according to most Paiskim, that even if afterwards I'll take the chalas off the table and I'll want to move the table with just the candelabra that's extinguished, normally the candles are no longer burning, I would be allowed to move it, because the halacha is, once this table did not become a bosses le'isser, because bein hashmoshes it was a bosses le'isser le'hetel, the halacha is, that bosses is no longer considered a muksa. This is what the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Vav says explicitly, that as long as the table did not become a bosses bein hashmoshes, it now is mutter to move, even if you wouldn't have the dover heter on it anymore. There are paiskim that do say that lechatchila, you should, if you want to move the table, you should have a dover heter on the table when you're moving it, and not just have the dover muksa, the muksa on it. But again, the Shulchan Aruch Rav and most Paiskim, and it seems that what the Mishnah Berurah feels is saying, that is good enough. The question, however, that comes up is that what is considered that it should not be muksa bein hashmashas? Again, does it mean that it has to be, do the chalas have to be on the table for the entire duration of bein hashmashas, or is it enough that they're there for part of the bein hashmashas? So the paisk, there's an afike yam, the afike yam in chelik beis simen yutes says that the Torah says v'chinu, that we have to prepare everything before Shabbos, and therefore if something was muksa bein hashmashas, we don't have the hachana, and therefore since we don't have the hachana, then the item becomes muksa. Because many Rishonim explain that the entire basis for the Gzeiris Chazal of muksa was based on something which is muksa lacks hachana. If that's the explanation, then the halacha would be that as long as you had chalas on the table, even for part of the bein hashmashas, so you did have some hachana, then the halacha would be that it shouldn't be muksa. On the other hand, it does seem that the poskim are of the opinion that muksa, that the definition of muksa is determined by bein hashmashas, and we look at the entire bein hashmashas to determine if something is muksa or not. And therefore, in order to avoid it being muksa, it has to be not muksa for the entire bein hashmashas. It could well be, I saw that the poskim suggest, that in our case it's different. Because there may be a difference where you're talking about an item which is intrinsically muksa versus an item which is only muksa because it's a basis of davar asur, it's an extension of something that's muksa. And to explain ourselves, in a situation where the item is intrinsically muksa, so to make it not muksa, you have to have it usable for the duration of bein hashmashas. Otherwise, the fallback is that it is muksa. On the other hand, by something which is really not muksa, a table is obviously really not muksa, and it's only considered muksa because the candelabra is on the table, in such a situation, the table is considered extension, is not independently muksa, and anything can make it not be considered muksa. And as long as you have chalas on the table for part of bein hashmashas, that would be adequate. And actually, I saw that this is a machloikis hapoiskim. It's a machloikis of Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. It seems Rav Moshe is of the opinion that if you didn't have the chalas on the table for the entire duration of bein hashmashas, your table would be muksa. On the other hand, in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos, this is Rav Moshe in the Sefer Tiltul Shabbos, the Sefer on Hilchos Muksa, Simen Lamed Gimel. On the other hand, in the Shmir Shabbos Kalchasa, in Perich Chof, Sifkotten Nun Gimel, he says, Ein Abosis Nesse Betaltel, Elam Hiniches Muksa Al Dover HaMotel Fnei Bein HaShmashas. He says it's only Muksa if the Dover Muksa was on the table Bein HaShmashas. Al Das It has to be there on the table for the entire duration from the beginning till the end of the Bein HaShmashas. So Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman is more lenient, especially with our explanation that Bosis is a lighter type of Muksa. We could very well understand what Rav Shlomo Zalman holds. Furthermore, it's interesting, the Tameim and Hogim, and I saw this in other Paiskim as well, indicate that the minig was not only to put challah on the table before you put challah on the table together with the candelabra in order to avoid it being muksa, but he says The minig was that they put the challah on the table before they put the candelabra on the table. I saw that the Tamayim and Hagim brings in Simon Reish Nun Aleph brings down this minig. However, it's very clear, and we're not allowed to, of course, be mezalzel in any minig Yisrael. However, it seems that it shouldn't make any difference, because the point is that we should have the table not be muksa abeina shmoshes, which is the defining moment of hilchas muksa, and it doesn't make a difference what was put first, the challah or the candelabra, and therefore mikra din, it makes no difference. As long as you have your challah on your table, l'chatchila for the entire bein hashmashes, the halacha is your table will be a basis l'issa lehetar.